17. Okay. Verse 17. Acharya said this verse is spoken by Chandala. So what does the first two words mean?
Secret talks.
Secret talks, rahasi. Rahasi means secret. Sama means talks, dialogue, conversation. What does HRC mean? Rich. Or HRD?
Heart.
Good, heart. Chayodhyam. What is Udai? Udai, what does Udai mean?
Rising. Chayam
means lust, sleeping
in the night.
Yeah, Shaya. Eventually, it's Shaya. Udai means rising. But well, remember your secret talks, lust, which is read Shaya, and Shaya Lila means lust is sleeping in our heart, it wakes up. It's rich, Shaya, although S as you can see when you have this Sahasrara rule, it's Rid Rid Shaya, because Rid Shaya, the sons of a meter. It should be HRD, but we can see that it should be SHAY. Shaya means sleeping, Shaya Lila, Shaya RT, Sangha is down, everybody goes to sleep. Udai. So lust is sleeping in our heart, it wakes up when we remember your private talks. What's the name of Krishna's private talks? Sure. Yeah. You guys were doing all the wrong things. My students know all the wrong things. They don't know Bhagavad Gita, or Isha Upanishad, but they know Precocious Shishu. Okay. Prasitana, what does that mean?
Smiling face.
Ana means face, and Prasita means big smiling face. Priya Viksha was IKSH mean?
Glands.
AKSH Akshu Viksha. So it means loving glasses. So that'll put you in trouble every time. The girl smiles at you and gives loving glasses, run the other way. This is your wife, of course. They also run. Vyadurushuru. What does Uru mean?
Chest.
Urvasi is a heavenly damsel, dancing girl in Indraloka. Urvasi. Urva means big bear.
She born from Naranarayan Rishi's thigh.
That's where the girls he produced. You sure about that?
Urvasi.
I know about Urvasi.
She's born from birth.
And the letter of the Kanda scribes in Nara. Well, that's Bhagavad Rishi, I got confused. Bhagavad Rishi produced all kinds of girls. The major is Saint Urvasi, Bhagavad Rishi. So I got confused. So Narayan Rishi.
Yes.
Narayan.
Narayan.
There's two guys.
One or two, we don't know.
Narayan, Arjuna, and Krishna.
Krishna, yes.
Nara is Arjuna, Narayan is Krishna. Yes. They're two guys.
Yeah.
Yes. So which one through Sarasi?
Narayan, which is the same.
Narayan Rishi is a little confusing avatar. Krishna is easier to figure out. Two arms, fluid, bare feet, two eyes, two arms. Krishna is easier to worship, easier to understand. Narayana, I think you. What does Dhamma mean?
Dhamma, abode.
Place, resting place. Your chest is the resting place of Lakshmi Devi. What way?
The golden line.
What side of Krishna's chest is the golden line? What side is Shakti Seya?
Left side.
in your brain. Lines on the left side. Girls are on the left side. No, left side. Now girls are on the right side, they're controlling everything. But as far as Shakti is always on the left of Shakti Man. The Swayma walks on the left of you. Balaram's on the right, Krishna on the left. Nitai's on the right, Gaur's on the left. Wade is on the right of Nitai, the senior to all two.
It's like that.
So, who's being described in this verse?
Krishna.
Who's being described?
Krishna.
Who's describing?
Chandravari.
Gopis. What's the chapter called?
Gopigi.
Just trying to make sure we're on the same page over here. So now they're getting very intimate and very personal and very anxious because this is the second to the last verse of Gopi Gita. Read his translation.
Our minds are inevitably bewildered as we think of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret, feel the rise of lust in our hearts and remember your smiling face, your loving glances and your broad chest, the resting place of the Goddess of Fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you.
This is Kavikaravara's translation for this Gopi Gita and Nanavridhavan Shapu. So it's the same. Our minds are repeatedly bewildered as we think of the intimate talks we had in secret. Remember your loving glances, tender laugh, broad chest, and long arms. Thus we experience intense hankering to a draw with you. That's all. Yes, that's it. Let's see if Jiva Goswami's commentary on this verse. It's 17.
Yes.
E3E puts it like this. Gopi says, seeing desire aroused in your heart through private talks, your face with a remarkable smile, your glad showing affection, and your chest beautiful in its broadness, which is the abode of all wealth in the form of a golden line, which makes us desire to embrace you, we have developed desire to see you always. Or it could be said, Gopis are saying, seeing the arousal of your desire and your smiling face, great desire arises within us. Or it could be said, you have a different option. With great desire, our minds will become bewildered. I have great desire for experiencing you or associating with you intimately. This desire shows the Gopi's great longing. But now we're about to die. We have no remedy for this desire, which cannot be suppressed. Thus we are bewildered. This indicates the Gopi's extreme misery. That doesn't sound too good. Let's see what Guru Das has to say here. Professor Graham Shui.
Maharaj, did you publish Ananda Pundarin Shankar? Is it
good? I think Bhana did.
Oh.
Did you get Radhan?
Raspi Aido.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the same about read it in English. I probably think it's the same.
Mm.
I'm not putting it. I sell 50 copies a year. I've had that kind of money. I did my thing, you know. So. The very slow seller. Pretty 2,000 copies like 10 years ago. Anyway, they saw the internet free, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exploding on the internet for free.
Yeah. So it's like, takes a run. What to do? I don't care. I didn't do it for any money. I just did it because I wanted to do it. You know? Trevorrow has good commentary on this. That's Trevorrow.
Oh, really?
Really good commentary. Did it about 10 years ago. It's called Aesthetic Vedanta. Mandala.
Oh, Mandala. They do pretty good books.
They make good quality books. They got a cost of $20 US or something. 1998. A great book. They did a good, did his homework. Translated this one. Yeah, there's nothing there. Okay, let's see if Sri Aswami has anything to say. Sri Aswami. He doesn't need to say too much. Vishnu is the best. Mm. That's the way to once he has translated, he has a disciple who translated 11 commentaries of Bhagavata. He's in the first category. The young guy, Damodar Das, the Russian guy. And the way he says they're all tried. The only real guru is Vishnu. The way to read a couple of cantos, all 11 commentaries. So that's good. Bhagavad gave us Vishnu. Yeah, welcome. I'd like to have see Satyarayan. He's going through all Bhagavata. He's teaching Bhagavata of Satyarayana.
He reads from Narayan Maharaj's Sanskrit edition of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura's commentary. Because they publish it, just Sanskrit, they never translate it. So he reads the Sanskrit, translates freely.
What cantos are you on?
Last year we did the Ras Panchadhyay, so that was a really blissful summer. Now we are in chapter 46.
10 cantos?
Yeah, 10 cantos, yeah. So that's boring. Not boring, no, Bhagavatam is never boring. No, but compared to the Ras last year.
It's a bit
of an anticlimax, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to get there again. Anyway, Bhagavatam is next year. Nothing about Sri Aswami. Okay. Read the Vishnu's commentary. Short.
The Gopis said, what can be done? With five elements of illusion, like five arrows of Cupid, you have entered our eyes and ignited blazing fire in our hearts. First, your prayerful petitions for conjugal pleasure. Second, rays of passionateness caused by your glances. Third, your smiling face. Your broad chest endowed with your all splendor. Considering all this again and again, our hankering increases, our mind becomes completely bewildered, and out of great eagerness we faint.
Okay, thank you. Our minds become bewildered, and our great eagerness we faint. Our hankering is increasing. Just take that sentence and compare it to your own bhakti and start crying. What is our bhakti and what is Gopi's bhakti? Your hankering is increasing, your hankering every minute is increasing to see Krishna and serve the love of Krishna. And their minds are completely bewildered. And they're so eager to see Krishna and be with Krishna and love Krishna and serve Krishna, they're practically fainting. This is the highest example of Uttam Bhakti. In one sentence, Vishnu verbally defines Uttam Bhakti as hankering, bewilderment, eagerness. To the point of losing consciousness. That's what it takes to see Krishna. Because this is the build-up. The whole Gopi Gita is the build-up to meeting Krishna. They're separated from Krishna. And there's 19 verses. It's building up to the intensity of attachment and emotional involvement. And love is expanding every verse more and more. And they're indicating what it takes to attract Krishna to your heart, to your eyes, and to you. We're totally absorbed remembering Krishna's beauty and all their association with him. They're hankering like anything. Their minds are bewildered. They have great eagerness throughout the thing. Where is eating? Where is sleeping? Where is this guy said, that guy said? See, this insult, that insult, they're way beyond all the dualities, way beyond everything in this material world. They're fully fixed in Krishna. That's the desirable state of consciousness. This is Gopi Bhava. Vishnu has the uncanny ability to get right inside the Gopi's hearts and minds and pull out exactly what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they're desiring. What they are, what is the Gopi. That's the speciality of Vishnu. He shows you like these micro cameras. They drill a hole in your belly and you go inside, look inside what's going on in your belly. Little camera. And a magnifying glass, they see the screen. So Vishnu has the ability to go inside the heart of the Gopi and show exactly how they think, how they feel, how they hanker, how they deserve. And he imagines Krishna says this, Gopi say that. It's a phenomenal contribution. That's why our Gopi Vaishnava, Sannyasi, Bhaktivinoda Raya Maharaj, they once said, my aim and objective of life is to become a particle of dust at the feet of Vishnu Chakravarti. Mm-hmm. We made a mercy of him in Sevakund, so the mercy of Vishnu Chakravarti in his temple. So he was quite attached to the teachings and conclusions of Vishnu Chakravarti. These are what first opened my mind to the contribution of Vishnu. So I remember him was fond of gratitude and appreciation. Okay, our minds are repeatedly bewildered as we think of the intimate conversations we have with you in secret. Feel the rise of lust in our hearts. Remember your smiling face, your lovely glasses, your broad chest, which is resting place of Lakshmadevi, in the form of a golden line. Thus we experience most severe hankering for you. So what is the teaching here? Smaran should create Utkantita. It says, remembering Krishna What was the effect of that remembrance? You had hankering. Sense hankering. Hankering for what? I want to see Krishna. I want to embrace Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. Because their service is body saving. Adhirati means offering your body for Krishna's pleasure in amorous erotic love. So they're remembering Krishna. So you're not with us. So how can you enjoy amorous love if you don't have an amour? You don't have a lover. You don't be loving me, you need a lover. We're your lovers. We're here, you're there. So no success for you or for us. So we have to come together. So remembering you or becoming intensely hankering. So we're also doing remembrance of Krishna every day we do this morning. Where is our hankering? Oh, what's for dinner? we read some Leela, meditate some Leela, think of us, okay, good night. What's for dinner? Let's call pizza. Different idea. But he's still remembering and developing just hankering. So we can say, oh, Gopis, you're remembering Krishna, his beautiful form. You're doing Rupa Dhyan, you're meditating on his beautiful, attractive, beautiful form, loving form. And you're developing great hankering to be with him and to love him. We're going to be bewildered. Please bless me that I can become absorbed in remembering Krishna. And develop hankering for becoming bewildered. What bewilderment do we want? Bewilderment means mohita. Mohita means muyate. So it's muyate, muyate, last line. Ati shriya muyate mana. Muyate means moha. Moha means illusion, means bewilderment. So what bewilderment do we deserve? We desire to be free from the bewilderment of Maya. We're totally bewildered by the wrong thing. We're totally moyati, by the wrong thing. Where does Krishna use this word in second chapter of Gita? Yena shrinyata deye. Dearest Tetra Namuyate, dear is not bewildered. Same word, Muyate. Second chapter, Gita, verse 14. So we're bewildered by Mahamaya, but the Gopis are bewildered by Krishna, Yoga Maya, Sri Shakti of Krishna. So we also have a drama Sri Shakti in our heart. What is it called? It's called Bhakti. What is Bhakti made of? My brother has right answer, my brother's wrong answer. Put your hands together and talk. Samvit Shakti, Ladi Shakti. What's the meaning?
Knowledge
and pleasure.
Not
only pleasure, love. What is love? The highest pleasure. The highest pleasure personified is Radharani and Sridhavani Shakti, embodiment. So we're in Mahamaya, so we want to become bewildered like the Gopis by Sri Shakti of Krishna. Vyatemana, Sriya, manifested. Sriya means hankering. Sriya means hankering. More Ati Sriya, intensely hankering. Intensely hankering for Krishna. Minds bewildered by Krishna. Now our minds are bewildered by Maya. What does Maya mean?
That which is not.
Correct. Yam is that, Mam is not, Nam is not. Maya, that which is not. What you see is not what you get. What you see will get you in trouble. Man sees woman, you're in trouble. Woman sees man, she's in trouble. So that's Maya. Okay, water time. We look at the sky during water time. Zero delivery. Any questions on verse 17? Have a know you're so much in Raleigh. I never said it either. I can it's Chandrali because there's some Dakshin Bob in this verse 17. Question is, why do you say Chandrali smoking? Because she's thinking of her happiness and his submissive mood is there. She says, remember our secret talks with you. If you have lust in our hearts, remember your smug face. That's the experience of her hankering for you. In the case that she's anxious to meet Krishna. And been a solicitor, Rarai won't speak like this. She'll speak more indirectly. She won't speak so directly. So a Dakshin lover is more direct in expressing her desire. She's more goes and approaches the lover, and then Rarai's bombing her, she's like, oh, place hard to get. Doesn't express her intimate desires directly.
Chandravali is Pragalba. She speaks directly.
That's how she Pragalba. She also Dakshin. One character is Dakshin.
Pragalba.
Very
eager.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pragalba, the word Pragalba means forward. She's in fast gear. She has a beat around the bush. She's a little more desirous. What is her relation to Radharani?
Sister.
Cousin sister and rival.
Younger sister and rival. Where's her father?
Chandrabhanu.
Where's Chandrabhanu? How many Bhanus are there? Hi. Chandrabhanu, Krishnabhanu, Priyadabhanu, Subhanu, Bhanu. That's it. Bhanuswami. Good guy. Okay.
You said Panasam Maharaj, I said sixth.
Yeah, sixth Maharaj. I don't know if I put that in the question. Okay, any questions? No questions? 18. I'll say, you say, Prajana Kasam, Vyaktarangate, Vrijihanchalam, Vishwamangalam, Sarjavanak Chanash, Tretsviatvanam, Sarjavanarajam, Yadi Shivanam. What does Yakti mean?
Expressing.
Yakti means appearance. Avyakta, avyakta, avyakta. Manifest, unmanifest. Vyakti means appearance. I always say, Yasti Guru or something?
Yasti Guru.
Yasti is Diksha Guru.
Yes.
What's your name?
Samashti
Guru is Krishna. Yasti is Samashti. Okay. Brajavan, what does that mean? Forest of Braj. Okasam means dwellers. People live in the forest. People live there. Anga means dear one. Anyway, Vishwamangalam auspiciousness for the universe. Chajamana. Swajana Rajam. Let's read the translation, Gopal.
Oh, beloved. Your all auspicious appearance, O beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braja's forests. Our minds long for you, your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which contracts the disease in your devotees' hearts.
What is that? Adharamitam. That's what they want. Otherwise, what kind of talk is this? What kind of talk is this called?
Indira.
What's the Sanskrit term for that?
Parokshavad.
P-shavad.
P-A-R-O-K-S-H-A.
Parokshavad. Is indirect speech. Speech indicating something else. So they're just saying give medicine. So they want some medicine. Heart disease. So I had a stroke 5 years ago. I sure got they offered him cure. But then we offered it to all. But 40 years younger, maybe that's good. I got some tablets, some drip. Drip. So it's heart disease, red rosum. I say Red Roga, Red Rucham. Last line. Srasana Rid Ruja means Rogam. Rogi, 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 Yogi. What is Rogi? Rogi means disease. Rogi Sattami. What is Rogi Sattami?
Its appearance of
Suryadev, Vaitacharya, it's called Rogya Sattvini, seventh day of the waxing moon of Bhag Maya, January, February. It's called Rogya Sattvini, Surya Sattvini. Rath Sattvini. It says that, well, who's the chariot driver of Suryadev? Arun. So he was getting burned by the sun, because he was, the sun behind him was the sun. So his backside was on fire. So it said he took shelter around his bottle, around his seat, to get shelter, because she worships the sun. So that's how her feet became red. He's a Vishwati brother. Why did Balarama see red? Because the chariot driver was on shelter. So everybody in Vrindavan took shelter around, and he went to, so Rarai is worshiping Suryadev, and Suryadev told, so Arundhati said, hey, everybody said I should take shelter around to get free of this fire of the sun. So he jumped on underneath Rarai's seat, and Suryadev couldn't, and stayed there, so here pearly red. Rarai Sri, and that's the red. They don't require red that guy. Why do we pay Rarai Sri a red that guy?
So that the
decoration of Krishna's head or chest. Also like to see in the early morning on the bed. Sometimes. Will not want
to have it. Vipreet will ask. Vipreet will ask.
Rai Rasarasa dance. Because she goes out so fast, she just leaves one footprint down the path. There's only one foot going right back down. One foot didn't get any dye. So Kavi Karapur says, one Gopi ran out so fast that she just marked the foot, one foot was right footprint all the way down, no left footprint. But like a ghost, ghost going on one foot. That's all right, that's a nice answer, but there's a better answer. Rarai puts her feet on Krishna's forehead, right? What's the proof?
Dehi
Padapallava Madharam. What's all words? Smara Kandaram.
Mama Sirasi
Mandaram.
Dehi Padapallava
Madharam. Dehi Padapallava Madharam. Okay, what's the other reason? Yeah, three, four reasons, one more reason.
To cool down Krishna's heat.
When Manjari is fanning Radharani's feet, Manjari makes a funny comment.
Yes.
So Radharani kicks the Manjari on the arm.
Yes.
Then Manjari runs around all over town. Look, a marked maid Sir Radharani. Look, hey, check it out.
Yeah,
I wrote his footprint. Yeah. Whose footprint is that? Is that your mother-in-law? Is that your mother-in-law's footprint? You burned the roti this morning? She kicked you? Come on, I don't burn the roti. That's right on. Ah, oh, you're fake, you're lying. Yes, you murder roti. I'll call your big sister. Hey, your little sister really wrote these?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I thought so. Well, that's what I think.
Yes.
All right, he's going to kick me out of the shoulder. The red bar. I remember Rari and the girl that painted her feet also. Brother, don't stop back here. Okay, translation, you ready? Read it. Okay, right, okay. Let's see Jiva Goswami's commentary on this verse 18. So they're asking for some medicine, so we have to give them some chubbit prash or some kind of medicine for the disease. Our minds long for your association. Oh, you mind? That's automatic. Mind is always working. You lovers in Russia, you're a Vrindavan, your mind's already having association. It's called Manasanga. Manasanga. Swami Amrita.
Vilas.
Pastimes in a dream. You think in the mind, oh, fine. Gopi said, I never tried to take a word. I'm sitting in a car lot. Nice show. Gopi said, by the appearance of desire in your heart, we have developed various emotions. With the arousal of your desire, we begin to think of your condition. How can Krishna get relief from the pain of his desire? We think in this way because we have a natural, strong affection for you. With our hearts splitting because of strong affection, Gopis request Krishna with humility in two verses. And this verse is very humble. Verse 18 and 19. Very humble language. They're glorifying Krishna, saying auspicious appearance is benefiting everyone in Braj. Our minds are missing you. Please give us some medicine, counteract the disease. It's a very formal, respectful, humble way of speaking. Not demanding, give us kisses and grace us and all that kind of intimate type of thing. So here the song is correctly explained. There's singing with great humility in these two verses. Krishna, you have made your appearance as the destroyer of distress for Vrishvasis and the forest. Anga, this is said to express prema. Not only have you appeared to destroy everyone's suffering, but you also have come to make the whole universe auspicious. Vishwa Mangala. This is a very humble way of speaking, because they're glorifying Krishna, like some prayers by Devastuti in the second chapter of the 10th canto. There's the chapters called Devastuti, prayers by the devotees. They speak in a very humble, respectful manner, glorifying Krishna. Why he's in the womb of Yashoda. Devastuti. So the Gopis are speaking that way, verse 18. Sri Goswami is pointing this out. So because you appeared to bestow happiness to everyone and create all auspiciousness and remove the stress of responses, why are you destroying our suffering? Krishna says in reply, what more do you want, Gopis? They say, our minds desire to attain you. And Krishna says, Vrishvasis also desire me. So what's the difference? What's the difference between you and them? You want me and Vrishvasis want me. So what's the big deal? So then they say, please give us a little medicine to destroy the disease in the hearts of your stressful friends. They ask for a little because it is most rare. Rujam, the word Rujam, disease, Rujam, disease, suggests that the disease of desire will continually appear in newer and newer forms. That's the trouble. The trouble of desire. It always appears in newer and newer forms. So as time is that I'm sure. I don't know if they're saying conscience and this verse that's saying. Hari Karma says, verse 18, you can save our self-respect while preserving your own spotless fame. The only purpose of your appearance on earth is to give bliss to the Vrishvasis. So please destroy the affliction of our mind. I wonder what Gita Press has to say about it.
Yes.
Your manifestation on earth, oh darling, has put an end to the sorrow of the Vrishvasis, as well as the residents of the forest. It's extremely auspicious for the whole universe. Please give to us, whose mind is full of longing to you, a little of that remedy in the form of your company, which will relieve the pangs of the heart of your own people. In other words, the Gopis want to be with Krishna. They want to meet Krishna and be with Krishna. Okay, read as Krishna's coming to you.
The Gopis said, furthermore, your intention in regard to us innocent, respectable girls whom you have entranced and drawn into the forest in the middle of the night is not simply to burn us to death in the fire of anxious expectation, but rather to save our lives by giving us your intimate association. In this verse, the Gopis give the reasoning behind the statement above. Your auspicious appearance is for all the residents of Raja without discrimination, and it removes all distress. Therefore, for the sake of us, whose minds are hankering to fulfill the desire which arose in you on seeing us, you should give a little of that something to us without being miserly. What thing is that? Gopi said, it is the medicinal lotus flower of your feet which pacifies the heart diseases of your devotees. Svajana Rudrija, if you can apply that medicine on our breasts, we can save our lives by fulfilling your desire. The medicinal lotus flower of your feet which pacifies the heart diseases of your devotees.
Pacifies.
If you can apply that medicine on our breasts, we can save our lives by fulfilling your desire.
They're begging Krishna. This is the last verse of Gopi Gita, verse 19. Commentary by BBC in this verse 18. According to Acharyas, the Gopis repeatedly beg Krishna to place his lotus feet on their breast. For to understand, the Gopis are not victims of material lust, but they are absorbed in pure love of God, Krishna. They want to serve Krishna's lotus feet by offering their beautiful breasts to him. Materialistic persons who are victims of mundane sex desire will not be able to understand how these amorous dealings take place on a pure spiritual platform. And that is materialist great misfortune. Okay. Now this last verse is Sant Tilak Chandas, like Brahma Samhita. 19. Yateshu jata charanam guram saneshu.
Yateshu jata charanam guram saneshu.
Itasune priyata dhimahi karkaseshu.
Itasune priyata dhimahi karkaseshu.
Tenata vimatasi tat yatate na kim swed.
Tenata vimatasi tat yatate na kim swed.
Kurpari virvati dhir bhavada yushamna.
Kurpari virvati dhir
bhavada yushamna.
O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds therefore are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
That's why it's good to walk bare feet and go on frequently, so you understand what the Gopis are talking about. And then you go barefoot around Govardhan, step on stones and pebbles and thorns, you know how painful it is. You can understand what the Gopis are thinking. Here's translation of Gopi Karmapa, verse 19. With great difficulty, Gopi said, Krishna, with great difficulty, you rejected us just to give us more suffering. Hey Prabhu, your lotus feet are so soft, we hold them gently on our hard breast, fearing your feet will be hurt. Don't your tender lotus feet feel pain from the pebbles and sprouts of grass as you roam about in the forest? Krishna said, by touching my feet, didn't your hard breast become soft as well? The grass and gravel, its rocks are also soft. I don't feel any pain from them. Gopi said, oh, beloved, if you say that, it must be true. It cannot be false. When you're clenched, even a thunderbolt melts. But our minds are harder than a thunderbolt. So should our breasts not remain hard? We have responded to our hardness with equal hardness. Your mind is softer than a flower, but from association with our merciless minds, your mind has also become extremely hard. Through false praise, goings again speak about Krishna like a Govi said. It is really unjust to simultaneously you're murdering many women. Acting without reason always brings misfortune. When our life enters try to leave, you obstruct them with great force. What mercy do you show? You give more mercy than death itself, for you make us suffer continuously without letting us die. We remain alive due to your presence within our hearts. You act as an extra magician to suddenly appear in our hearts and prevent our life errors from leaving. This is your trick. By disappearing externally, you try to destroy our life errors. A moment later, you appear internally and prevent our life errors from leaving. Still, you will not be able to save our lives. O Prabhu, though we searched for you, we could not find you. Our life errors are angry, are now coming out to search for you. You have said no one can attain you without sanction. No permission, no submission, no permission, no permission, no permission. You have said no one can attain you without sanction. So what is the use of endeavor? If what you say is true, then we know very well that you'll never grant such sanction. There are some appearing in our hearts that our life errors leave in search for you. The Govis reasonably conclude their soul lamentation, crying, the Govis sing, oh, Pranath, when our life errors leave our body to go search for you, surely they will quickly find him. It is known that Bhagavan never disregards the servant. Having thus spoken in very charming ways to reveal the pain of their separation from Krishna, the Dhamma Govis cried loudly in desperation to reunite with their beloved. The sweetness of the Govis' voices, rivaling the song of cuckoo, shattered the hearts of the trees and creepers. Standing nearby, Nanda Gokul could no longer tolerate the Govi's condition. The Govis loudly sang the glories of Krishna. For a moment they experienced extreme bliss, caught between the happiness of giving us our lives if Krishna didn't come, and the joy of regaining our lives if he did appear. Understanding their condition, Krishna reappeared before his greatest devotees, beloved Govis of Vrindavan. Then, with a smile on his lotus face, Krishna stood in front of the Govis like a feast of enjoyment to uproot their anguish. Krishna dispelled the darkness of anger, of the Govis' anger, with a merciful glance for his reddish lotus eyes and the moonlight of his gentle smile. Guy tortured him for so long. Then he smiles and looks at him. They forget everything. Just smile and a glance can drown an ocean of misery. Make it all disappear. With a smile and glance. Krishna reappears to the Govis to enlighten them, make them forget the weeping and lamentation rising constantly in their heart through their sweetest, greatest gravity. Krishna came to the gopis to fix their intelligence on his perfectly formed, beautiful body from the beginning of their meeting until the end. Merciful Krishna manifested before the gopis to bathe their hearts in the ecstasy of rapturous love. So now they regard their previous searching here and there for Krishna separation to be just a dream. This is really a nice commentary of the Kavi Karma.
Who's going? Who's going?
Kavi Karma. Lakar Kastua. Krishna replaced the emaciated bodies of the gopis, which have been burned by the fire of separation, with fresh, cool bodies full of pleasure. Krishna's return put their escaping life errors back in their proper places. To make them believe that they had never heard of separation, Krishna appeared so he could embrace each one of the gopis simultaneously and to kiss their cheeks without even touching their sweet lips. He very afraid he would kiss her cheek. Standing before them, the dearest friend of the gopis, wearing a Vajrati Mala, you look like Cupid. And Krishna not appeared from their hearts, from the forest, from the earth, from anywhere. He just stood there. Out of affection for Krishna, the gopis stared at her eat with excited, wide open eyes. All the gopis looked like night blooming lotuses at the sudden appearance of the full moon, or like young Kshatriya birds looking at the clouds after a long dry spell. The gopis' hearts swelled in happiness, like deer looking at an unexpected downpour on a blazing forest fire, or the air of life re-entering a dead body. Forgetting all their pains and miseries of their own bodies, gopis stood up happily, eagerly approached Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Nice. It's looking bad there for a while. Krishna pulled it out. Last minute. Looked like disaster. This verse is clearly a climatic expression of the gopis longing for Krishna. This is the last verse in the whole Rasa story to express their feelings of separation that have been building up since Krishna suddenly disappeared at the end of chapter 29. This is chapter 31. The verse is Bhavad Ayusham Na. What does that Ayusha mean? What does it mean? Ayurveda. Life. So, the word Ayush means life, vital power, vigor, health, duration of life, long life. The word indicates the whole or full duration of one's life. So, Bhavad Ayusham Na, the literal translation of this final phrase, gopis are saying, you are our very life. So the gopis are saying, Krishna, you are our life. We don't have any life without you. What is the verse from Shri Shastra? Prana, through the lower of life, you are a very light. You are a very light. So this Gauri Gita expresses agonizing feelings of separation from Krishna. It concludes with these words of pure dedication. Bhavarayushamna, you are our life. You are our very life. The Gauris have given everything, offered everything. There's nothing left. They have given their lives completely to Krishna because they feel they're dying or just about to die. The Gauris have given up everything for Krishna, even the vitality of life itself, ayus. We have offered our very lives to you. It implies the Gauris have used up the duration of life. They're about to die to an intolerable separation from Krishna. This is the feeling of every sadhana siddha devotee. Every sadhana siddha Vaishnava will feel like this. They use up their whole life, they're dying without meeting Krishna, they're dying without seeing Krishna. This is the mood of Raghunath Das, this is the mood of every Vaishnava. This last verse, chapter 31, 10th canto, verse 19, demonstrates Shuddha Priti, pure love of Bhagavan. Worldly love, material love and material passion essentially involves the desire to please oneself. If there is a desire to please the beloved within such love, it is always secondary. On the other hand, if love and passion are directed towards Krishna exclusively as the beloved object, then it is possible for such feelings to exist selflessly and purely for his sake. Priti Sundara, verse 84. This verse, chapter 31, 10th canto, verse 19, is an example of Stai Bhav and Sringar, amorous love. The two causes of Stai Bhav are Krishna's nature and nature of the female lover. This verse is quoted, this verse, 10th canto, chapter 31, verse 19, is quoted four times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. To demonstrate the purity of the Gauri's love for Krishna. Their love, Anurag, is pure and clean, has no trace of worldly dust. The Gauri's love is only for Krishna's happiness. Krishna is Sukha Lagi Matra. Ayurveda chapter 4, verse 170 through 173. That's pretty nice. Explanation of that verse. This final verse, the utterly selfless nature of the Gauri's love is emphasized. There's an obvious contrast between love and lust. Gauri's desire to place Krishna's feet on their breast appears very much like Last personal selfish desire. In the gopis, while requesting to touch their breasts with the soles of Krishna's feet, desire Krishna to do so only because this is the softest thing they possess. Gopis are pained by the thought of Krishna's tender feet being stuck by the forest terrain. They're also pained by thinking how rough their breasts are in comparison to the softness of Krishna's feet. Only for a lack of something softer they offer their breasts, not to enjoy him through their senses, but to please his senses. That's the difference between lust and love. Lust is for me, love is for Krishna. So that's it for Gopi Gita. You read the commentary of Krishna.
Krishna replied, "O woman experienced in love, those feet for which you have prayed are now absorbed in the pleasure of wandering about the forest. Therefore, there is no chance that they can be placed on your breasts." The gopis cheerfully spoke this verse in reply. "Those extremely tender lotus feet which we hesitate to place upon our breasts for fear of injuring them are wandering about in the forest. With pitiful words, they express this feeling. Alas, alas, what an improper and rashful unfair thing to do. Krishna, why are you girls afraid?" Gopis say, "Our reason for fear is the hardness of our breasts." Krishna, "Then why do you hold my feet on them?" Gopis say, "Oh dear one, we hold them because we see that you gain satisfaction when your feet are held on our breasts. Seeing that you deprive pleasure from pressing your feet on our breasts, we accept that, but we experience grief imagining that your tender feet are feeling pain. Therefore, we will hold them very carefully." The gopis' feeling of grief in fearful anticipation of the beloved's distress, even in the midst of a moment of intimacy, is a symptom of Mahabhava. Due to this feeling, the gopis implicitly speak, "Though we are your friends, we are troubled because of the fear of hurting you. In the misfortune of suffering, what is to be done now?"
In other words,
even in the meeting with you, we have the misfortune of suffering. What is to be done now? If we perform severe austerities while praying to the Creator to make our breasts softer, that will undo your happiness. But since our breasts are hard, your feet feel pain. All right, let us suffer difficulty in this way, in both meeting and separation. Though you are independent, how do you tolerate such difficulties? What is the purpose in wandering in the forest? Are your feet equipped for wandering from forest to forest?" In this way, the gopis called Krishna. Krishna says, "I will do whatever is on my mind. What business is this of yours?" Gopis say, "Do your feet not hurt? Certainly they must. But just as you are merciless to us, so you are also merciless to your own body. Do you endure the pain with the intention of making us suffer, knowing that if you suffer, we suffer? Or do you regard your pain as bliss, since you get bliss from seeing us suffer? Or according to the principle that association breeds either good or bad qualities, originally your heart was very soft, but by contacting our hard breasts, you have now become hard-hearted. In the same way, your tender feet have become hard by associating with our breasts. So they should not feel any pain from the stones and spikes of the dry grass. Or have all the stones and other hard objects become soft by contact with your glorious feet? Or is the Mother Earth, being merciful or out of greed to taste your sweetness, holding her tongue out as a resting place wherever your feet fall? Or else, maybe by chance, you have fallen into the ocean of love for us, as we have for you, and gone mad due to separation from us, and therefore cannot feel the pain in your feet. Thinking of so many ways, our intelligence has become confused and we cannot conclude anything." Krishna says, "That suffering which you display is suffering in name only. I don't consider that suffering real suffering, since you are still alive." Gopis say, "Our lives are only in you, for our life is you. as long as you are comfortable, then even if we have to suffer this much tribulation, we will remain alive. The idea behind this is that, just like you, the Creator is engaged in trying to make us miserable. And He is reasoning as follows. If I leave the lifespans with themselves, their lifespans will burn up in the blazing torment of conjugal attraction, and they will immediately die. Then who could I give suffering to? Therefore, I will place their lifespans in the care of my like-minded friend Krishna, so they will remain alive, and I will be free to continue making them suffer. Because of this arrangement, we are not dying. There is another way of understanding the phrase Bhagavad Ayusham. Our intelligence cannot determine anything and is becoming bewildered. For it is certain that our life airs are now leaving our bodies while you stand and watch. Krishna said, how can you die when your lifespan is intact? Gopi said, the durations of our lives have now been offered to you. May you use them to enjoy playing in Vraja for a long time.
Wow. That's the end of Gopi Kishan. Any questions?
Can we sing all the verses together?
What do you say?
Can we sing all together from verse 1
to 19?
I have the patience.
Homework.
Oh, homework.
Homework.
Okay, do that as homework. Get some volunteers to join.
Are you ready? But it was nice
talking to you. It's a good thing you do during Kartik. Take a vow to chant every day Gopi Kishan. Kartik breath. Many people do it. Because it says if you chant Gopi Kishan, you get relieved from the pain of separation. Krishna says that his commentary in verse 1 of Gopi Kishan. By chanting Gopi Kishan, get relief from the pain of separation from Krishna. Let's see Jiva Goswami's commentary. Verse 19. The gopis are crying when they speak this verse, Jiva Goswami Bhat says. We want to place your feet on our breast because you are Priya, you are dear to us. This is suitable to hold your feet on our breast since one keeps what is dear close to the heart. Thus we make this request. You are now wandering at night in the forest. They repeat reasons for holding Krishna's feet. They speak in this way out of increased affection while worrying about disturbing Krishna. Previously they mentioned the sharp grass and rocks were everywhere with Israel's feet while I wandered with the cows. Now they worry about sharp stones covering the bank of the Yamuna. Now there's no need to worry about sharp stones because the nature of Vrindavan and the ranger of Vrindadevi, they develop worry since that is the nature. They quote some Sanskrit term. A relative or intimate friend is always fearful of some injury to the beloved. We are bewildered because we have placed our lives in you. Gopi said, oh, this is from verse 31. He quotes the verse about Krishna wandering in the fights of grass. Krishna's pain is reflected in the gopis' lives. The gopis are saying, we cannot try maintain our lives at all. This anxiety is a disease of our hearts. The heart disease, anxiety, worry about Krishna. The medicine is to draw happily with caresses on the lap of their beloved. Please come quickly. It should be understood that all the gopis and Krishna's emotions were filled with pure love. Thinking, Krishna's thinking, these gopis are praying only for me. He will give himself to them with the greatest joy. By understanding that it will happen because it is most fitting, all the world desire for pastimes with similar praying. Those who are all Shras will also agree with this. That's Yuga Sainz's commentary. So he's saying that if anyone develops the same type of mood of the gopis, in separation, hankering, and disturbing, please Krishna, that they'll have the experience of Krishna's darshan and receive Krishna's love like the gopis received. That's it. Gopi Gita. So hopefully we learn something about love. That's all I get. Bhagavatam is the study of love. Especially these Gitas, Vayogi, Prayagi, Govigi, Yogi, Viragi, Yogi, and Ravargi, they're all about love. Love of Krishna, by the greatest lovers of Krishna, the Gopis. So what time is it?
4:30.
Did we do chapter 35? Vashti. Did we do chapter 35? You will be. Okay, let's turn chapter 35.